faster, a cheetah or one of the fastest cars in the world? Can a man beat a bear in a fight? Can a tiger beat the world record high jumper? We're going to answer all of these and more, starting with the strongest man in the world. And he's about to test his strength against a 500-pound lion in a game of tug of war. Any last words?
It's go time.
3, 2, 1, go! All right, we're off. Oh my gosh!
Look at his mouth!
Look at
his strength!
Oh my gosh!
The lion's literally holding the strongest man in the world back right now!
Wait, what is he doing? Did that lion just turn around?
It looks like he's trying to wear Brian out. Here's Brian pulling a literal plane, but right now, he cannot get this lion to budge.
Ouch! Oh,
he's trying to struggle!
Brian's actually doing this!
Okay. You got like 3 feet left. You're almost there. Brian, you're almost there. Brian won. Congrats.
Brian just won.
Did you have fun? Okay. I won't talk to him. That's fine. But that's just the first of 7 challenges that will test man versus animal. Up next, we have the highest vertical leaper on the planet. No joke. That's his Guinness World Record. Of all 8 billion humans alive, none can jump higher than him. And he's going to be going against this tiger to see who can jump higher, man or animal.
Team human, let's go.
Look at that majestic beast. Do you actually think you can outjump that?
I'm not going to lie. If she jumped 13, I'm jumping 13.
Oh, look how she's looking at him. She's scoping you out.
Is that a threat?
She doesn't speak English.
I say we get into it.
We're going to use this meat to lure her and see if they can get her to jump.
Let me see what you got, Luna.
Oh, she wants it.
Here it is. Here comes the jump.
How high will the tiger jump?
Oh! Oh, my gosh! Now, if you can somehow jump higher than the tiger, I want it to be because you beat your own world record. So I'm not putting this at 10 feet 9 inches. I'm going to put it at 12 feet 3 inches. Exactly 1 inch higher than your Guinness World Record. If he manages to touch this, not only will he decimate the tiger, but he will set a new world record.
I mean, I think I got it. 12-3?
Yeah.
I don't see why not.
I'm going to be honest. I think Darius is lying.
I'm not going to lie. I dang near think I'm lying.
This does not seem humanly possible. For the world record attempt. Are you ready?
Let's get it.
Let's see if you can set that world record.
Luna, this is for you.
Can he do it? Oh my God. Whoa, he crushed it. That was crazy. Luna, what are you going to say to that? Remember, you just jumped higher than anyone in history. You seem chill.
I feel like I can go higher. I'm not going to lie to you.
Oh my gosh, this guy.
I feel like I can go higher.
You just set a world record. He's like, oh, I can go higher. Brian beat a lion. Darius beat a tiger. Animals need to start winning.
Team Human, let's go.
I think Team Human is going to have a much harder time with this next competition. We are now in a bowl arena. With Bubba.
Hello.
Bubba is a bull rider.
Yes, sir.
We are going to release 3 bulls in this arena.
3 bulls?
You need to carry as many bags of money as you can, all the way to the other side of the arena, with 3 bulls chasing you in the process. Every dollar you get in the bucket in the next 3 minutes, you keep.
I'm ready, Jim.
Good luck. Release the bulls! Here it comes! Bubba, please don't die. They're through the gate, and they're coming right at him. Okay, they're chasing him! Oh, they went right past him.
Take the money, Bubba. Keep going. Go. Oh, he lost his hat.
He's already secured $10,000.
Bubba, behind you.
But how long can he stay clear of the bulls?
All right, here we go.
He just got 2 more bags.
They're right behind you.
Run, Bubba. Run.
Oh, my gosh.
I'd be terrified to be anywhere near those bulls.
Oh, they're coming right towards us.
Oh. Wait, no. Go after him.
Not me.
Meanwhile, Bubba is somehow laughing while 3 bulls are barreling towards him.
This guy's way too chill to be running around with 3 bulls that weigh 1,500 pounds each.
Back touch him right in the head.
He's adopting a strategy of scaring the bulls away.
This is tough.
Note to self, don't do these things with professionals. He literally breezed through this challenge.
Wow, he did
there
it.
There you go. You won.
Congrats on winning 50 grand.
Thank you.
What are you going to spend the money on?
Probably a new truck.
Why am I not surprised? But what will surprise you is who wins the race later in this video. But this next challenge has 2 creatures built to shatter every bone in your body.
All right, Nick, come through these doors.
I'm terrified.
This is Nick, who you might remember from his race against the fastest man on the planet, where even with a mile head start, he still lost to Noah Lyles. And today, I'm going to be giving him a second chance at something a little more deadly.
In front of you, just...
I can't, bro.
Trust me.
In front of you...
Bro. When you see this footage, you're going to realize how dumb you're being.
What is it, bro?
Okay. It's literally $100,000.
Okay.
He lost against Noah Lyles, so he doesn't know what large sums of money feels like.
I did.
To win this $100,000, you must choose to survive 1 minute in the ring with either... Take off your blindfold.
Rami, a 500-pound professional sumo wrestler.
Why is he doing that?
Yeah. Or... Turn around.
A minute in the ring with this bear.
Oh my god. Right. Oh, okay. Why is he there?
And if you think that this bear is harmless, go. Because he could literally tear an average human to shreds.
Thing's big, bro. All
right. Tom, how you doing?
He's okay. Don't look at him too long.
It's time for a decision. $100,000 on the line. You want to wrestle a sumo wrestler or a grizzly bear? Oh, he's coming towards you. He's excited. It's mobile now.
Okay, I'm not going back to the bear. He's up. Oh. Jesus. All right, let's go with you, bro.
Oh, you're picking him?
I have to. What do you need? A big grizzly bear.
You have your life insurance with you?
I don't.
And so Nick doesn't literally die. I brought an actual sumo coach to suit him up for the match.
See if you can bend your knees, slide your feet.
Are you ready? Step in the ring.
Come on. You're good. Come here. Come to the middle.
In order to win this challenge, Nick, you will have to wrestle Rami for 1 minute without crossing over the red circle. If you get pushed outside of the circle before the minute is over, you will once again lose everything.
Touch your fist to the ground to begin the match.
Are you mentally stable?
You're in too deep now, Nick. Let's do this.
Oh my god.
Did you hear that? Bro, he's making sounds worse than Tom.
Nick, touch the ground.
Wait up.
Touch the ground, Nick. Go!
Okay.
All right, the timer's off.
Wait.
Nick, fight back, Nick. Fight back.
Go for his belt, Nick.
Nick.
He's suffocating me!
He's toying with him! It's nothing but a game!
Nick, you made it 15 seconds!
Are you just hugging him? What are you doing?
What are you feeling?
What? 20 seconds! Nick, you're almost halfway done! Nick, you're almost halfway done!
Nick, no! Fight back, Nick! Nick, fight back! Fight back, Nick!
20 seconds! Nick! You've almost won the money, Nick! Nick!
Oh my god, he's toying with him. It's a photo finish. 5 seconds! 3, 2, 1!
You went over the line.
Are you good?
You literally grabbed the side and reached out before the minute ended.
Bro, this guy's an animal and they're looking like a human.
You lost to the fastest man on earth. You've now lost to the best sumo wrestler on earth.
Yeah.
I feel bad. So, I'm gonna give him $10,000 for winning!
Loser.
Whoa, that's crazy.
Loser.
I want to see you outside.
Loser.
I want to see you outside.
Loser.
I say we jump into what might literally be the biggest challenge of this entire video. And to lighten things up, I decided to bring out comedian Trevor Wallace. Trevor, take off your blindfold.
Are we going to address the elephant in the room?
This elephant is the best painting elephant on the planet, which is exactly why, for our next challenge, we'll be doing a paint-off. Both of you will have 10 minutes to paint whatever creation you want. Whichever one of you draws a better painting will have your masterpiece hung up in an actual art museum.
May the best elephant win.
Hey, stop eating grass. If you don't want to mow your lawn, just buy an elephant.
Oh, she just smacked me with her ear.
She's trying to paint. Here, give us a second.
She needs a head start.
All right, go ahead and go to your painting. She can't wait to start. 3, 2, 1, start the timer.
This is the first time ever on this channel that we've had an elephant paint. So we're going to hide the artwork until the end.
Paint? Oh, not me.
Jimmy, what do you want me to paint?
A giant school.
I got you.
Okay, so we're going to start with a nice yellow copper tone.
That's the color you're going with?
What colors are schools?
There we go. Oh, she dropped it. We'll give her some motivation. Orange.
How come the elephant gets fed and you guys aren't feeding me? No feastables, no nothing?
Can we get some feastables?
Less talking, more painting. Eat this.
I hope it's not chocolate. I'm allergic.
Huh? All
right, 5 minutes left, Trevor.
Yes. Can I get my Bob Ross wig?
He's locking in.
Bob Floss right here.
Let's clutch up. Let's go. We can't lose to this guy. Oh, yes. Good girl.
How much time do I have?
4 minutes.
Hey, time's ticking, Bob Ross. Yeah, right now that is a yellow blob.
No. It's a G-Wagon. Ha! Look at that.
All right, go. Paint. Oh, not me. Paint that thing.
Oh, and the road.
You got to get a sun going.
Here, give me yellow. Well, bam! Juilliard!
We got 2 minutes left. Let's lock in. You're doing great. She did not like that paintbrush.
Trevor, we're running out of time.
Dude, this is so bad.
Believe in your art.
These were supposed to be bricks, not windows.
To help you out, we're running out of time. I feel like a firefighter with a hose. Let's go. 1 minute left. We might actually win.
You might actually lose to an elf.
I feel like I'm painting at a funeral.
Now, this is her signature move that she puts on all her artwork.
Three. Just keep going.
Two.
Oh, that was a mistake. That was a fumble.
One. Time is up.
No.
He didn't get it. But before we judge these works of art, coming up, we have a literal cheetah racing one of the fastest cars in the world. But for now, I brought in a professional with over 30 years of experience to judge these paintings. And now on a scale 1 to 10, 1 being bad, 10 being good.
2.
2.
2.
Okay.
It feels a little bit adolescent, so maybe someone's getting in touch with their inner child.
Whoa! Ho-ho.
Talking about the art, not the artist!
Hey, no influencing the judge. And now, to reveal the masterpiece of the world's best painting elephant.
Are we really going to grade this? Yeah. I mean, this looks like a clown threw up.
She painted this on her own. What are your thoughts on it?
I feel a lot of joy in this particular painting, but I see that they're being honest to who they are.
You can't separate the art from the artist. What do you rate this art piece out of 10?
I would give her an 8 out of 10.
Whoa! Trevor, you lost to an elephant!
Whatever, man!
Your competitor is literally hitting a Fortnite emote. How does that make you feel? Alright, you're good. Rest.
Go back to Rainforest Cafe.
And as promised, here's Isla's painting hanging in a real art museum.
Exquisite.
I wonder if any of these people realize this was painted by an elephant. Anyway, for this next challenge, we have the most advanced soldiers on the planet.
How long would it take you guys to kill me?
30 seconds.
They're very scary men.
And we're gonna see how long they can hide in this massive junkyard from Odin, one of the best search dogs on the planet.
How long do you think they'll last?
Probably about 5 minutes.
And if any of you can evade these dogs until morning, you'll split $50,000.
Yeah! Yeah!
All right, 10 minutes to hide. 3, 2, 1, go! Have fun! While these men spent half of their lives evading enemy capture, these dogs have been trained since birth to seek out humans. So I will be shocked if these guys can survive until morning.
Getting over to our hiding spot.
I just got to evade these dogs the longest.
These guys are running around like a bunch of fools. I'm not going to sweat.
Rub up on some of these vehicles just to get my scent.
They're all probably doing zigzags and rubbing against as many vehicles as they can.
While Johnny created false flags by rubbing up against cars, Carlos
found some water.
Decided to mask his scent.
Here we go.
He literally dunked himself in the river, hoping to throw them off.
I'm going back to my hiding spot.
Most of these guys had the same strategy. Create a diversion for the dog, then hide in a car.
Gotta find the right spot.
Well, one of them had a different idea.
Hey, what's up? So I'm sitting up in the tree, about 50 feet up, the only tree in play. Here's the whole yard where everybody's hiding.
I just pray that God will hide my scent.
If we don't find
the 10-minute timer is up! We're coming to find you!
Here they go. Here they go.
3, 2, 1! Release the hounds!
And we're off. Let's go.
All right, we're good?
Huh? Yeah. Watch the dog and his behavior. You'll see it when he catches that odor. You'll see his nose goes up.
How can dogs smell this good?
It's called their olfactory. And the longer the snout, the more olfactors that these dogs have. Remember, this is a very large area, so the dog has to systematically decipher what odor is a person and what's just somebody who walked through here earlier.
Alert!
Oh, all right, stand by.
Tate might have found something.
Oh, the doors are unlocked.
Yo!
They got me.
You're the first one found.
Oh, my God.
Yo, that's crazy! Sage might have scanned 400-500 cars. This is the only car that Sage barked at, and he was in it! If it makes you feel better, everyone who gets found is getting a Lenovo Legion Pro 7i powered by Intel Core Ultra 9. These laptops are beasts, but we still got 4 more people we need to find. Let's keep going. On our Lenovo Legion laptop powered by Intel, we have a map of the junkyard. We're gonna search over there, go over to the bus, see if we find someone. If not, rendezvous up.
Yep.
Okay, we got a game plan.
Come on, boy.
away so he can what?
Oh, he's on the hunt.
I'm gonna call alert on this van.
Oh, wait, Sage is barking at this car. Sage, is it this one?
Step back.
Alright, anyone inside? Oh!
You got me.
You could just open the door. Two down, Sage is crushing.
I'm sorry, but you've lost 50 grand.
But don't worry, you'll be able to overcome any obstacle with this brand new laptop. That's the power of Lenovo with Intel inside.
Nice, thank you.
All right, let's keep hunting, Byron.
All right, number two has been found, but she was close to me, which could throw the dog off. Meaning he may not find me because he just found somebody close to me.
The dogs came super close to finding the Marine.
Becky and Sage just walked by.
Oh my gosh, they walked inside the car to find him. Holy cow.
But then something completely unexpected happened. I don't know how they did it, but somehow the dogs could not find these guys.
One of the guys threw a Red Bull can in here. What we have here is a false find. Somebody came here and has left their trap work.
Thank you, Lenovo and Intel, for giving us these computers. And if you guys are interested in buying one for yourselves, just go to this website right here or click the link in the description. Even after searching for hours, it was like the soldiers disappeared.
The dogs have been looking all night, and now the sun is coming up. We can't find these people.
5:30 in the morning.
It's obviously getting lighter out. So there's about three of us still out here.
But then, mere moments before we ended the challenge.
Is he in there?
Is there anybody in this truck?
He saw us in the back.
You got somebody.
You might be a little hungry. I actually got you a Feastables peanut butter cup. Let me know what you think.
Oh, yeah. That's the tent right there.
Come on.
And with the time finally up, the two winners emerged from their hiding spots.
It's a good one.
Oh, that was a long night.
Congrats to them on splitting $50,000. And now, the moment you've all been waiting for. After the most insane man versus animal competitions, it all comes down to this final challenge. This cheetah is going to race the fastest car on Earth. Let's see who wins. Oh, cheetah. All right, I'll get it to come back. This cheetah reigns as the literal fastest land animal on the planet, clocking speed so intense that humans need the speed of a Formula E race car to stand a chance. Which is exactly why I brought not just one, but three cars to try and beat it. All starting with this golf cart versus cheetah.
Oh, look at that thing.
Ready, boys?
Let's do this.
Three, two, one, send the cheetah! Oh, I got it so fast.
Oh, it's not even close.
It's crushing us. We're getting lost in the dust.
I can't even see it anymore. Wow. It's gone.
The cheetah literally already finished, and we're still halfway through the race.
This is embarrassing.
Sir, cheetah, you didn't even give us a fighting chance. We need something faster. Bring out the next car. We all knew a golf cart wasn't going to beat this cheetah. But for this next race, I spared no expense in acquiring one of the most beautiful cars in automotive history.
Minivan versus cheetah.
Go!
Oh, what is this acceleration?
You gotta speed up faster.
What are you doing?
I'm literally gas all the way to the floor.
It is gone.
This thing does not accelerate.
Why do we choose a minivan?
This is embarrassing.
We already lost.
What are we doing?
Wait, cheetah. Cheetah, you're supposed to cross the finish line. The cheetah stopped immediately right before it.
Oh, there it is.
It's teasing us.
I guess that's what can happen when you work with animals. It felt sorry for us.
Yeah. But before this cheetah races a Formula E car, we need to prevent it from overheating, which meant we somehow got to do this.
I wanted to say hi to the cheetah.
I'm good, thanks.
Millie.
Oh my god, bro. For whatever reason, they actually let us hang out with this apex predator.
I can't believe we're just next to this right now.
Come here, Millie.
I can't believe I'm literally calling a cheetah over to me.
It is so big.
Give it a pet, though. Oh. Don't stop touching it. It did not like when you touched it.
You guys are actually crazy.
Oh my gosh, this cheetah is literally exactly like a giant cat.
You're so cute.
We're giving the cheetah a little bit of a break in between the race. That way, it's not too out of breath. And in case you guys are curious, we partnered with the American Humane Society, which is basically making sure that all the animals are being ethically treated while we're filming this video.
That's because today, there are less than 8,000 cheetahs living on Earth, which is why it's important to me that all of these endangered animals are treated very carefully on our set.
It's so soft.
The cheetah is purring insanely loud.
That means it likes us.
It looks like Millie is ready for the next race. Let's get this on the road. It's finally time for the moment we've all been waiting for. What you're about to witness is the ultimate showdown of man versus animal. This race is so monumental, in fact, that if anyone is going to ruin it, it might as well be Nolan. Let's answer the most important question in modern history.
Three.
Can a cheetah
two,
outrace a Formula E car?
One.
Let's find out.
Go!
That was
so fast! The car just flew past the cheetah!
Oh my god!
Although Millie didn't win, it is crazy to me that a cheetah can hold its own against the same car used in the Formula E World Championship. But when the first car was made more than a century ago, over 100,000 cheetahs were alive in the wild. But today, with less than 8,000 remaining, it's our job to protect these extraordinary creatures from extinction so that they can keep inspiring us all to push beyond our limits. Millie is like the sweetest animal I've ever met.